this place. He is here.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
The word of the Lord. Always excited by what the Lord have to say to us. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verse 1, you can note from verse 1 all the way to verse 7, but we're going to read just one verse for the time. 2 Kings Chapter 4, verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1, amen. It's on our screen, amen. Let's read. Now there was a cry to a certain woman with wives of the son of the prophet to Elijah, saying, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And how knowest thou, the servant, did fear the Lord? And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons for bondmen." Amen. Thank you. You read the rest as we be sitting. Today, my brothers and sisters, we'd like to talk about when life falls apart. When life falls apart. This for mothers, amen, when life falls apart. Nobody, no mother is happy when they lose loved one, especially the husband who is the provider, who is the lover, in spite of her children. Amen. Nobody, I don't believe you celebrate in this kind of way. Because you find out that life, when life falls apart, because when you lose the best of you have, it's something you have to look forward to. Nothing nobody look forward to. But can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that as in this life, mothers play a major role. But then I look back, I do believe that older mothers need to teach the young mothers how to be mothers, amen, how to raise your children. I do believe that when I hear young ladies say that me and my mother is best friend, you shouldn't be no best friend. You're a mother. Some things you need to set aside because you need to teach your daughter and your son that I am a mother, and you need to respect me as a mother. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me this morning. We got too many fast mothers. Amen. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Too many fast mothers. Amen. That want to still want to be into the world. Your children is starving. This mother I saw upon news break just the other day. She left her children to go to a funeral for 6 weeks. What funeral last 6 weeks? And she left her 11-year-old daughter in charge, and then they got her for abandonment. You ought to be in jail. Leave 11-year-old in charge to look over there with no food in the house. Ain't God, ain't that something? No food. And I said, what kind of mother is that? Amen. Thank you, sick mother. Amen. Who would not pay attention to do God's work. Here it is this morning when life falls apart. Here it is, a desperate widow of a prophet whose creditor threatened to enslave her two sons to pay her debt. Amen. To pay his debt. She is desperate, in need. You hear what I'm saying? She's desperate, in need. Her husband has died. And she don't have no income. And I do believe myself that when you just hear she say her husband, not her man, her husband, amen, had died. Amen. You okay there later on? I believe that husband and wife, when you get married, ought to sit down and have a conversation about life. Have a conversation. You ought to pull out the pen and paper. And you ought to talk about what's going to happen in life if you leave or I leave first. You ought to talk about some life insurance. You're quiet in here. Life insurance. That when you're gone, how I'm going to make it in life. Because do you not know we're going to die one day? All of us going to die one day. I don't care what your title is. And it's a sad thing because I see it every day. Don't get mad at me. Take care of your business. I see it every day. You see it every day. Somebody die. The husband or the wife die. And no insurance to bury that loved one. You got to pass the hat. You got to go fund. But it might be a time that people cannot go fund you. You got to learn to take care of your business. It's quiet in here. We can pay everything else. We can pay a car note. We can pay car insurance. We can pay house note. We can pay everything, but we cannot get no burying insurance for our loved one. Talk, Pastor Jones. I'm doing the best I can. And we can dress up looking good, you know, and there's nothing wrong with looking good, but you ought to take care of your business too. What poor woman, a poor man, don't want to see his loved one if he's a good husband, if he's a good wife? And I think you shouldn't look back, well, I don't want to leave nothing to nobody. You dead. Won't make no difference. Amen. I done took care years ago of my business. If I die, Sister Joan is going to live good. I don't care if she married her. I'm dead. But I take care of my business so she won't have to struggle, won't have to wonder for nothing, won't have to look for Slick Jack to come down. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. To try to mess over. If you take care of your business, you ain't got to worry about her, about them marrying again. Unless the hormones are jumping, but you ain't got to worry about that. Take care of your business. Same thing for the wife. Take care of your business. Make sure that he's taking care of good. For when you leave from this place, you ain't got to want for nothing. Help me by myself, Pastor Jones. Am I doing good this morning? It's a sad somebody. Sad man or woman talking about, you know, I ain't got to worry about that, you know. You know, my mom and my daddy, quit worrying about mom and daddy, got some insurance on you. You need something for yourself, for your husband, for your wife to take care of when she dies. You're going to have bills to pay. Woo. I didn't want to preach this. The Lord said you need to preach this. When life falls apart, this woman was desperate. She didn't know what to do. She lost the lover of her life. She loved her best of everything, her breadwinner, her provider. She didn't have that no more. She had some sons was there, and the creditor, her husband left some debt. We all going to leave some debt when we die here. Don't ever let nobody make you believe you're going to be debt-free. You ain't debt-free. When you leave here, you're going to owe somebody. Light bill, telephone bill, card note. You're going to owe something. You may not owe. Somebody going to have to pay it. But what I'm saying, she was desperate. She didn't know what to do because she loved her sons. A mother would do what she can do for her children. Can any mother talk back to me? A mother would go out her way to provide for her child. I wish I had some mothers with me. This is not Father. This is Mother's Day. I wish some mothers know they go to the last extreme to provide for that child. Whatever she got to do that's right, she'll make a way that that child will be blessed, that child will have food, child would have clothes, that child would be taken care of. Y'all saw that little box that they brought her here this morning. Our mother got a box in her heart. What she needs for her children and for her husband and for her household, mothers never rest. I want to talk to some real mothers since y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all making it hard on me. If anybody should be shouting, y'all should be shouting. She. She was hurting. The creditor was coming to take her sons, and she was in need of a blessing. She don't know what to do. No money, no income, but it's on the way, though. Say she ain't got it, it's on the way. It's on the way. All you got to do is just trust God. It's on the way. Amen, amen, amen. God. She didn't know what to do. When life falls apart, the first thing you need to do is ask for help. Ask for help. Here it is right there, my brother and sister. She went to the man of God. Her husband was a preacher, and he died. And she said to the servant, "My husband is dead. And thou knowest that the servant feared the Lord. And the creditor has come to take unto him my two sons to be slave men." She went to the right. So she didn't go and try to get married. She didn't go. She went to the right source. She asked for help. It's right there, huh? So she got to the man of God, asked him for help. He asked a strange question. He asked her, look at right there in verse 2. Elijah said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house?" Ooh, I thought about that. It's kind of strange. You're going to ask her, "What can I do? What do you have in your house?" See, like to me, you say, "What? Don't miss the shout." She went to the right source. Sometimes we go to the wrong source for help. Amen? Go to the wrong source for help. Huh? He said, "What shall I do for thee?" Look at it, my brother and sister. It's right there. It's right there. Huh? "What do you have in your house?" He asked her, huh? Sometimes the answer we need is right there, right in front of us. Right in front of you, answer. Look, let me tell you, sometimes we think that if we pray at 7 o'clock in the morning, that 7:05, God will answer our prayer. It don't go that way. But sometimes you have to, amen, sometimes you're going to have to go through some things in life. God is not going to move every trial and every burden in your life. You have to learn who God is by being. You don't learn who God is by being on the mountaintop. You learn who God is by being in the valley. Sometimes you got to go in the valley. Because everything on top ain't good. Sometimes God will let you stay, go walk through the valley of life to really see who God is. You didn't learn who God is by having the best health in the world. But you learn when your back was against the wall. When you were sick in your body, you had to learn by his stripe, I am healed. You walk to the right source. Ask for help. God doesn't change every situation, but he will change you in the situation. When life falls apart, my brothers and sisters, he asks her what to look at it. She asked for help. And the second thing we need to understand that God will use what you already have. Right there in the book, right there, Elijah said to her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? She said, thy handmaid have nothing in the house save a pot of oil. A little pot of oil. Look what he tell her. Sometimes you never know what you have. Your blessing can be right there. Remember the man of God, amen. He's trying to teach her because he's fixing to perform a miracle in her life, right in her house. Have you ever looked in your house? You have blessing in your house, huh? Amen. Sometimes some of you got clothes, mother, that you haven't wore, but you can go out there and have a garage sale and make you some money. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me this morning. He told her, what you have? She said, look at what that. But what's something? You have to trust God. Provision. We don't know how big the pot of oil is, but she had to trust God and the man of God. God wants us to remember he can use what you already have. You don't need anything new. You need to thank God for what you already have. That's the problem. We don't thank God for what we already have. Quit trying to be like the Joneses. Thank God for what you already have. Quit trying to be like somebody else. Thank God for what you have and let God work with what you have. It's right there in the Bible. Right there. God wants us to remember, amen, he can use what we have already, huh? Don't need nothing new. All you need is faith in God. When life falls apart, look back over your life. Look back over your life. That's something that you already have and I already have. God has given us. All we got to do is learn how to activate it and step out on faith. You don't believe me? Come here, Moses. Come here, Moses. You remember Moses? He said, what happened? He said, I was at the Red Sea, Pharaoh behind me. God said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? You have a rod. Use what you got, Moses. Sometimes we got to use what we got. And look what he did. He struck the rod. He struck it, and the sea divided up and went across on dry land. Come here, David. All David had was one slingshot. God said, use what you got. And David used that slingshot, and he struck down the giant. All you got to do is use what God gave you. You remember this little boy? All he had, amen, was one small fish and two berry loaves, huh? And God took what he had, huh? And God used it. And God fed 5,000 between men and women. And then he had some left over. Tell me God can't use what you have. It's already in the house. Come here. Come here. A woman Zarephath. You remember all she had? The man of God went to her and told her, say, fetch me a little water. She said, all I have is just a little water. While she's going, she said, while you're on your way, fix me a little cake. She said, mister, all I have is a little begging there, just enough for me, my son, to live on and die. We're going to die. But he said, if you fix, do what I say, do first. Fix the man of God, say, and watch God multiply that. And when she did that, my brother and sister, every time she went to the barrel, it kept on flowing. Every time she went for meal, it kept on flowing. Now, I've got to pay attention and never say that her barrel run over and they're going to run over there, but it kept on multiplying. God will use what you got if you only obey. When your back is against the wall, you got to trust God. Have God use what you had? God will use a little bit and make a whole lot of it. I wish I had some praying mothers in here. He will do it.
He asked her. But look, he told her, what you have in your house? Just a part of all. He told her, go and borrow. That's a commandment. Go and borrow a vessel from your neighbors. empty vessel. He never told her what he's going to do.
Sometimes God is not going to tell you what he's getting ready to do. All you got to do is step out on faith. Quit trying to wonder why, how he's going to work it. It's already worked out. How are you going to do it? You just do what the Lord said do. If some of y'all would do what the man of God should do, quit questioning what God said. Don't question God. Just step out on faith. I lost my amen. Maybe I should talk to the brothers, huh? So y'all sisters don't want to talk to me this morning, huh? Some of y'all are too nosy to want to know how God going to do it. You ain't got to know how he's going to do it. Just do what he say do. He's going to do it. Go borrow from your neighbors. Empty vessel. Because God cannot fill nothing that's already full. You need to be empty. God going to work on you. God going to do something. You need to be empty so God can fill you. Amen. God can't use no fill, Christian. He wants you to be empty so he can fill you up with his grace and his mercy, with his Holy Spirit. He wants to pour something in you, amen, that you can turn around and tell somebody, look what the Lord have done. Go borrow. Not just a few, but a lot. Now, she just had one pot of oil, and he tell her to go borrow a lot of vessel. Told her to go borrow, because that's your blessing. That's your blessing. It's all right to tell people to pray for it, but let me tell you something. You need to learn to pray for yourself. Quit wanting people to do everything for you. Quit being so lazy. You got to learn to pray for yourself. Can I ask any mother in here? When you get down on your sick baby, when you get down, when you don't know how to ends meet, that sometimes you got to spend some time just you and the Lord. Sometimes you need to talk to the Lord. You don't need to talk to nobody else. You need to tell him all what you're going through, all your problem, all your dilemma, all your sickness, all what your children are going through. It's between you and the Lord. He told her to go borrow. Now, can I ask children, how many times you borrowed something from mother and never returned it?
Why you went there, Pastor?
Borrowed money from mom until I get paid like you never got paid. Borrowed a little grease, a little food, some food in the box. Never brought it back. Mama is a storehouse. Mama made groceries for her children. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me. Mama tell you, make sure you got, especially she got grandchildren, make sure the children go eat. Take that. Mama would do it out, amen, for her children and grandchildren, huh? Y'all ain't going to talk back to me this morning. I'm trying to cut through the pastor, but y'all won't let me, amen. Mother would go to the last extreme. Even when mother's sick, I look at them, Sister Jones, they can be sick, they'll still get up and nurse you, nurse her children. Have mercy and mourning. Go borrow not just a few, but a whole lot. Whole lot. Look here. Now, mother, you have to learn to trust what God say before you believe what God said. She didn't know how God was going to do it, but she had to trust him. If you do your part, God will do his part. Amen. Go borrow a vessel. There come a time in your life that you will have to delete your pride. Woo. You know, some of y'all got some pride. You don't want nobody to know when you're going through something. You got pride. Make people think you got it going on all the time. You can be starving, won't ask for help, don't want nobody to know that I'm the big pillar in the community, and you're starving. Sometimes you got to delete your pride. Now, he told me to go borrow in the community to your neighbors. Another thing I thought about, you have to be good to your neighbors. You can't be stuck up. Can't be, you know, only one on the block. Because remember, you're going to need somebody sometime. Every last one of us going to need somebody. Amen. You told to go to your neighbor. Now you want me, I'm going through this. Now you want me to go and let my nosy neighbor know I'm going through, that I'm broke. You got to delete your pride now. Amen? Anybody got any nosy neighbors? I'm talking about those when you leave home, you know, you can see the curtain go up. You get company in the yard, you know, you can see the curtain go up. They want to see what you're doing. They know more about your household than they know about their own household. They know what's going on more in your house than what's going on in their house. But I heard the William brothers say, sweep around. She don't sweep though. Woo! Ain't God's good? Y'all praying for me? Everybody would know all my business now. Everybody. Amen. You know, some people can't hold nothing. God will place you in a way to let you know you cannot do this by yourself. You will need some help from your brothers and sisters along the way. You've been, look here. You've been letting your pride get in the way of your blessing. And your empty pot will never be filled because of your pride. Amen. Go borrow a whole lot from your neighbors. Now, I don't care if you talk about me while I'm borrowing. Because you know people are going to talk about the child. She just come and ask for some pot. I don't know what she want that for. Ask for a whole bunch. I saw her go to A. I saw her go to B. I saw her go to C. I saw her go to D house. All of them. She got, what in the world she want to do with all these pots, huh? All these pots is not for you to know. Can I tell you something? Don't worry about what people say about you, huh? Let them talk about you. While I'm borrowing, my testimony will change soon. I might be borrowing in this season, but just wait. Next season, my testimony will change. Huh? real soon. While you're talking, God is working it out on my behalf. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You working. Look, he told her, go borrow. And after she went borrow, he told her, now,